Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine Exterior is Dutch Boy's most durable exterior paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, listeners, buckle up. Because today we are diving deep into some serious neighbor drama. It's a situation that'll have you checking your own fence line. We've got this letter from a listener who wrote into the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. And, well, let's just say things get really intense.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like we've got a good one today. These conflicts, it's amazing how they start small.
Right.
And then escalate over time.
Exactly.
It's like a slow burn that can become a full-blown inferno if they don't take care of those underlying issues.
We're not here to judge, though.
Right.
Just to analyze.
Analyze and learn.
Yeah. Learn a thing or two about navigating those tricky neighbor dynamics. So this letter writer lives next door to the Reed family, and it all started about 5 years ago. Some pretty standard neighbor annoyances, actually. Loud trash cans and a constantly barking dog named Max. Typical stuff that can get under your skin, right?
Yeah. I mean, those things can definitely grate on your nerves.
Yeah.
Especially if it's constant, you know? Especially if there's a lack of communication or consideration from the other party.
Yeah. And in this case, Max's barking was just the tip of the iceberg. Things start to take a turn when the annoyances become more deliberate.
Oh.
The letter writer describes walking their two large dogs.
A German Shepherd and a Belgian Malinois.
Okay.
And the Reed's teenage son, Tyler, decides to serenade them with a recorder.
Oh, no.
Not just any song, though.
Oh, God.
Hot Cross Buns.
Ribbly.
Played as shrilly and off-key as humanly possible.
Oh, my goodness. The introduction of Tyler adds a new layer of complexity here.
Yeah.
It suggests that it shifted from unintentional annoyance to something a lot more targeted.
Yeah.
Like playing Hot Cross Buns specifically could even be a form of mockery.
Right.
You know, a way of belittling the writer and their dogs.
It definitely adds a creepy vibe to the whole thing. And it doesn't stop there.
Oh, no.
Tyler's dad, Don, gets involved, too. He starts watching the writer from his porch, making snide comments. And then things escalate even further when he installs motion sensor floodlights pointed directly at the writer's bedroom window. That's where we start to see a pattern of what we call covert aggression. It's a way of being aggressive without being directly confrontational, using subtle tactics to intimidate and assert dominance. Think of it like a psychological game of chess.
Covert aggression.
Yeah.
That's a pretty unsettling term.
Right.
So Don's not just being annoying. He's trying to intimidate the writer.
It's certainly a possibility.
Yeah.
The floodlights, while not physically harmful, are a way of invading the writer's space and disrupting their peace.
Right.
Imagine you're trying to relax in your own bedroom with those bright lights flashing on every time you move.
It sounds awful.
Yeah.
So the writer tries to ignore it, hoping the Rees will just get bored and move on. But no surprise, they don't. Instead, Don ups the ante by making snide comments about the writer's cooking while they're grilling in their own backyard. The tension keeps building and building until the writer finally snaps and yells at Don in frustration.
The eruption of pent-up frustration. Understandable given the constant pressure. But it's also kind of a turning point because it gives the Reeds a reaction.
Mm.
Something they can use to justify their actions in their own minds.
You're saying that by reacting, the writer might have unintentionally given the Reeds more ammunition.
It's possible, yeah. Perpetrators of these kinds of tactics often seek to elicit reactions from their targets. It reinforces their sense of control and can even make them feel justified in escalating their behavior.
That's scary.
It is.
So things take an even darker turn from here. It's almost like the Reeds were emboldened by the writer's outburst.
Mm.
So the Reeds seem to be doubling down on their tactics, and things escalate from those subtle annoyances to more aggressive actions. What changes for the writer at this point?
Well, the letter describes a shift toward more overt and, frankly, hostile behavior.
Okay.
It starts with what seems to be deliberate littering. Fast food wrappers, beer cans, even a bag of spoiled chicken wings end up in the writer's yard.
That's disgusting. It sounds more like a teenager's prank than an adult's way of handling a disagreement.
Right.
Is there any indication of who's responsible for that?
The letter strongly suggests Tyler is the main culprit, although it seems Don might participate from time to time.
Huh.
It's almost as if they're turning it into a twisted family game.
So it's no longer just Don, but the whole family is ganging up on the writer. That's awful.
Mm.
Does the writer confront them about this?
They do attempt to talk to the Reeds, but as we've seen, Don is skilled at deflecting blame,
right,
and even playing the victim. He's a master of manipulation, using tactics like gaslighting to make the writer doubt their own perceptions and sanity.
Could you explain what gaslighting is for our listeners who might not be familiar with the term?
Oh, yeah. Gaslighting is a form of psychological manipulation where someone tries to make you question your own reality and sanity.
Wow.
They might deny things that happened or twist your words or make you feel like you're overreacting.
Okay.
It's incredibly effective at undermining your confidence and making you doubt yourself.
That's so insidious. No wonder the writer feels so powerless. I mean, how do you prove someone is intentionally throwing trash in your yard? It's not like there's a security camera on every blade of grass.
Exactly. It's a situation where the perpetrator knows they can likely get away with it, making it incredibly frustrating for the victim. The lack of concrete evidence also makes it difficult to involve law enforcement.
So the Reeds basically have free rein to continue their harassment, knowing there will likely be no consequences. But it doesn't stop with the trash, right? What happens next?
The harassment evolves, taking a bizarrely specific turn, whistling long, low whistles strategically timed to trigger the writer's dogs into barking frenzies.
Whistling? That seems like a pretty strange and indirect way to harass someone.
It might seem odd, but it's actually quite clever. By targeting the dogs, the Reeds are exploiting a vulnerability. Dogs are sensitive to sounds, and a whistle can easily provoke a barking response. It's a way of creating chaos and disrupting the writer's peace, all while maintaining a level of deniability. After all, who's going to call the police over whistling?
It's like they're playing mind games with the writer using the dogs as pawns. But why target the dogs specifically? It seems almost cruel.
It's likely another way to isolate and torment the writer. Remember, abusers often aim to control their victims, and a big part of that is dismantling their support systems.
Mm-hmm.
By disrupting the peaceful walks and turning the dogs into a source of stress, the Reeds are chipping away at the writer's sense of well-being.
It's a very calculated move. It sounds like things are really spiraling out of control. Where does it go from there?
Well, the whistling escalates to the point where Tyler begins setting off firecrackers in the middle of the night, terrifying the writer and their dogs. Understandably, the writer finally decides to call the police.
It's about time. Surely the police can do something about this, right? Firecrackers are illegal in most neighborhoods.
You would think so, wouldn't you? But predictably, Don deflects and plays the misunderstood neighbor card, downplaying his son's actions as harmless pranks. Without strong evidence, the police are limited in what they can do. It's a classic example of how abusers can exploit the system to their advantage.
It's infuriating. It feels like the writer is hitting a wall everywhere they turn. Do the Reeds back down after the police visit?
Not at all. In fact, it seems to embolden them. The letter details further incidents. A truck blocking the driveway. Their dog digging under the fence. Don's continued stares and snide remarks. It's a relentless campaign of harassment designed to wear down the writer's resistance.
The level of intentionality is really disturbing. It's no longer just about disagreements, it's about power and control. The writer must feel completely trapped.
You're picking up on something very important here. This has moved beyond simple neighborly disputes. The Reed's actions are calculated to instill fear, to make the writer feel like they are constantly being watched and judged. It's a form of psychological warfare.
And it's working, isn't it? The writer mentions feelings of fear and helplessness. It's like they're being slowly suffocated by this constant pressure.
Exactly. The psychological effects of this kind of prolonged harassment are significant. Imagine the constant anxiety of never feeling safe in your own home. The hypervigilance of wondering what they'll do next.
Right.
It's incredibly draining and can lead to serious mental health issues.
This is so heartbreaking. It's clear the writer is at their wit's end, but the Reeds don't stop there. In fact, things take a truly terrifying turn with a chilling discovery involving cameras. But we'll dive into that in the final part of our deep dive. We're back and ready to unpack the final chapter in this unsettling saga. We left off with the writer feeling increasingly vulnerable. And then they made a chilling discovery. Hidden cameras.
Yeah. The cameras mark a turning point for sure, a significant escalation in the Reed's tactics. The writer spots a small camera concealed in the bushes while mowing the lawn.
What?
It's pointed directly at their property, capturing their every move.
That must have been so violating for the writer. It's like their safe space has been completely compromised.
Exactly. It's a form of psychological manipulation that can create intense anxiety and a feeling of constant surveillance. The message is clear. You are being watched. You are not safe. We have control.
So what does the writer do about this shocking discovery?
Well, they confront Don.
Of course.
Who, as you might expect, denies any knowledge of the camera.
Oh, I bet.
The writer even contacts the police, but without concrete proof linking Don to the camera, there's not much they can do.
It's like a nightmare scenario where the victim is trying to do everything right, but the system keeps failing them.
Yeah. That sense of helplessness can be incredibly frustrating and demoralizing. It reinforces the power imbalance and can make the victim feel even more isolated and vulnerable.
And I'm guessing this only emboldens the Reeds, making them feel like they can act with impunity.
It seems that way. The letter describes a chilling incident that occurs shortly after the camera discovery. Late one night, the writer hears Don whistling outside their window. But this time, it's different. It's off-key, almost mocking. And the writer sees Don staring directly at their house.
That's terrifying. The deliberate nature of it, the mocking tone, the direct eye contact sends shivers down my spine.
It's a clear escalation of the psychological torment. It's no longer just about annoying the writer. It's about instilling fear and making them feel like they're constantly under surveillance. It's a form of psychological torture.
The writer mentions experiencing genuine fear for the first time, realizing this might be something far more sinister than just bad neighbors. It's like a switch flips in their mind.
Exactly. And that fear is compounded by a disturbing discovery the next morning. A dead squirrel on their porch, its neck twisted at an unnatural angle.
Oh my gosh. That's horrifying. It's like something out of a psychological thriller. It feels deliberate, a veiled threat.
And that's the chilling effectiveness of the Reed's tactics. The ambiguity, they never explicitly threaten the writer, but their actions create an atmosphere of dread and uncertainty.
The writer checks their security footage and sees Don creeping around their yard at 3 a.m. Surely that's enough evidence to involve the police, right?
It's definitely more evidence than they had before. However, proving intent and definitively connecting Don to the dead squirrel might still be challenging. It's a frustrating reality of these situations.
So what options does the writer have at this point? They must feel completely trapped and terrorized.
They're documenting everything, which is crucial. They've also installed their own security cameras to create a record of the Reed's actions. These are smart steps to protect themselves.
But is it enough? They're still living in fear, feeling like prisoners in their own home. It's a heartbreaking situation.
You're right. The writer faces an agonizing dilemma. Move and admit defeat or stay and endure this relentless torment. There are no easy answers.
This deep dive has been a chilling reminder that neighborly disputes can spiral into something truly terrifying. What advice would you give to someone in a similar situation?
First and foremost, prioritize your safety and well-being. Document everything. Consider legal options like restraining orders and explore mediation if possible. Most importantly, don't suffer in silence. Reach out to friends, family, or professionals for support.
That's excellent advice. Remember, you are not alone. And for our listeners, let's take this as a reminder to be kind and considerate to our own neighbors. You never know what someone might be going through. Share your thoughts and any similar experiences on our social media. And until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay safe out there.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hey, everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping, too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.